The Shut Audio presents Gorilla and the Bird, a memoir of madness and a mother's love. Written by Zach McDermott. Read by the author.
Author's note. This is a true story, and I've done my best to ensure accuracy in its telling. As memory is sometimes fallible, dialogue is approximate. In cases where the events described took place when I was too young to understand what was happening around me, I've relied on my mother, the bird, to fill in the gaps. The names and identifying details of some individuals have been changed. Prologue. Granny hates the pigs to this day. If she's in a friendly mood, she'll call them the fuzz, but never just the police or even cops. Most often, it's the pigs. Zachariah, look out the window. Is that the pigs? She'll say that in the same voice she uses when she says, look, there's a cardinal in my bird feeder. Nonchalant, lacking any malice. It's purely observational. There's a bird, there's the pigs. One night in 1978, the pigs beat her son Edward senseless on her front lawn while she watched. My uncle was sitting in the cab of Pa's truck, stoned out of his mind on PCP when the cops showed up. First two cars, then three, then six. When they started pounding on the driver's side window, Pa told them they didn't need to do that. Let me talk to my son, and I'll get him out of the truck. He was told to stay on the porch, sir, then to stay on the fucking porch, sir. Soon he realized he should not have told the cops that Edward was strong, that he didn't know for sure what he'd taken, and that his son wasn't in his right mind. They interpreted that as, please beat my son's ass.